anyone who contracts leukemia, the first thing that you do is work up investigations to understand what particular form of leukemia it is. And then in most young people with acute leukemia, you would get on with intensive chemotherapy fairly rapidly.
So that's what we think will be happening to him today, chemotherapy. How long could this treatment take?
Well, it does very much depend on what sort of leukemia you develop as a young adult. But conventionally, it would be about a week's treatment with really strong drugs that would knock out the leukemic cells in the bone marrow. They at the same time would knock out the normal blood cells. And so you have a period of 2 or 3 weeks when you're at considerable risk of infection. Mm. Your head would fall out and you wouldn't feel full of beans. Waiting for the new cells to recover, and you'd hope that within 3 to 4 weeks nice new cells are coming back and that a patient would have achieved remission. And once you've achieved remission, you're then working out how do you proceed to deliver a cure, and that can either be further courses of chemotherapy or it can be some more chemotherapy and a stem cell transplant from a matched family donor or an unrelated donor.
And essentially, I know that's what you are searching for there at the QE in the haematology unit. We've got there, Charlie, this cure for leukemia, and that's what we're hoping our listeners are going to help us with over the next year or so, aren't we?
Well, that's absolutely right, Phil. I mean, there's been fantastic advances in the treatment, particularly of younger adults with chemotherapy or bone marrow transplant. And there's an urgent need to make sure that the results are as good as possible and that we bring in the new treatments that are becoming available as quickly as possible.